Good to be with you all this morning. Praise the Lord for the opportunity to be back. If you would, please turn to Numbers, the 11th chapter, if you would. And while you're turning there, I'm going to read the 4th through the 6th verse, but you don't have to stand just a moment. I want to tell you a little story. Back a few years ago, when I was working at Manville, of course, the plant that I do it at now, they do a yearly physical on us. Well, the doctor that they sent me to, whenever I went to him, and I was probably in my late 20s, and I was working out, and I was physically fit, and I just thought I was, well, I went to the doctor, and this doctor went there, and he said, you know, you're getting a little thick around the middle. And I was thinking to myself, you know, he walked in there, of course, you could smell cigarettes on his breath, and he had nicotine-stained fingers, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, you're going to tell me that I'm getting thick around the middle, and he went on to tell me that I need to change my diet. And I said, sure, sure. Well, you know, a few years later, that man was right. That man was absolutely right. I did need to change my diet. And I did need to change things about my life that were going on at that time. You know, and just because you think you're one thing, that doesn't mean that everything's fine and dandy. So that's the title of my sermon. You need to change your diet this morning. And this ain't nothing to do with food. This ain't nothing to do with that. So don't get scared and go run out here that I'm calling everybody overweight. Now, that's not what it's about. But Greg had mentioned something, and me and Greg have not talked any since last Wednesday, so this is not nothing, but he brought it up. You know, we need to eat of the spiritual food, all of it, that God lays out for everybody. And I praise him that he gives us so much of it that, you know what, we need to take all of God's word, and we need to take it in, and we need to absorb it, and we need to feed upon it, because you know what, that's what helps us to grow. If you would, turn to Numbers, the 11th chapter, the 4th through the 6th verse. When you get there, please stand in honor of God's word and let's read it together this morning. Numbers 11, 4 through 6. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt, freely the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. Let me hold right there for a minute. If you've got a margin beside of your Bible, you need to write into that. That is the food of bondage. That's what that is. That is the food of bondage. And now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I want to thank you for the opportunity, Lord, that you've given us to gather here. I praise you, Father, for your mercy, for your grace. I praise you for everything that you have done, Lord. Father, we felt your spirit here this morning, Lord. I praise you for that. I ask you, Father, to go with every heart and soul here this morning. I pray that you would open it up. Open up their minds. Open up their hearts, and Lord, that this message could sink down into where it needs to go. Father, we ask you, Lord, now to be with anyone here this morning that has you and that has a need for you, that, Lord, that needs to know you as their Savior. The Bible says today is the day of salvation, and today is the day of salvation. And Father, we praise you for that. We ask it all in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated. And thank you. Thank you. I went in church one Sunday night a few years back, and Tink and myself had went in. We had the kids were young at the time. We went in, we sat down in church, and we always, as most of you in here do, we had our certain seats that we sat in. So we went and we sat, and an elderly couple came, an older couple, I shouldn't say elderly, they come and they sat down in front of us. And as they sat down, and Tink's got a nose like a bloodhound, first off, but you could, and my nose didn't ever, but we started smelling something. And I said, man, this smells bad. I thought, is it Tink? Is it the kids? Is it me? Finally, the couple in front of us turned around and looked at us, and she said, do you smell anything? And we, of course, he said, yeah. She said, well, we've been eating ramps today. And that's what we were smelling, and that's how, and I'm telling you, whether you can tell if someone has been eating something like that, right? You can tell it. You can tell if they've been eating ramps. You can tell if they've been eating garlic. You can tell if they've been eating certain spices, because it stinks. And everybody around them can know that it does stink. The children of Israel, they were eating the food of bondage. Did you see what they had? They said they had garlics, they had leeks, they had onions. That's more or less like ramps. That's like onions. That's what all that stuff is. And it didn't take long. You know what? You could tell what they were eating. It didn't take long to know what they were eating. And I'll tell you this, folks. That is the way it is. I want you to understand this. When things about eating those leeks, those onions, and those, that's the same way, because everybody knows what you're eating. And brother said, if you're eating the food of bondage, I'm going to tell you here this morning, it won't take long. People will know what you have been eating. Amen? They'll absolutely know what you've been into. Now, in a spiritual, it's not hard to tell if someone's been eating that. You know what? It comes out of their mouth. It comes out, it's either a blessing or a cursing comes out of their mouth. But listen, and with some folks, it's both. The Bible says in James 3:12, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. That is not me. That's what the Word of God is telling each and every one of us. We can't have it both ways. Greg had mentioned this morning, we need to take in all, encompass all the Word of God. And we need to take it all in. And I'm here this morning to tell you, praise God, if you have a problem with what's being cooked up here this morning, you take it up with the chef. I'm just a server, amen? I'm just the one that's delivering, so just hang on. It says, out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. If someone is eating a bondage, of the spiritual bondage that they're in, I'm telling you, it doesn't take long talking to people sometimes to find out just exactly where they're coming from. The words are negative. Their attitude stinks. They're full of bitterness. They're full of strife. They're full of fear. All these things. Listen, they're full of disappointments. They're full of insecurities because they've been consuming the food of bondage. And if you let yourself consume that kind of food, I'm here to tell you this morning, you will be stuck in that thing. The old adage goes, you are what you eat. And I'm here to tell you this morning, if you're not eating of this, if you're not partaking of God's Word, you're eating of the food of bondage, and it will not take long for it to come out. And then it will be found out where you're at. And can I tell you this morning, if you're doing that, it's time to change your diet this morning. It's high time that you changed your diet. God may be dealing with someone in this church here this morning. He may be dealing with you this morning, telling you, you need to change your life. It's time for a spiritual growth spurt. It's exactly what it's time for. I say this quite often, and I will continue to say it as long as the Lord allows me, as long as I'm preacher here. If you have not grown any from this time last year to right now, there's something wrong with your spiritual growth. Because you should be growing spiritually if you are a Christian. God may be dealing with someone in His church about that this morning. Telling you it's time to change your life. It's time for that to grow up. But you get where He wants you and where He needs you to be. And to start taking and to change you and taking what is needed in your life. Have you ever been talking to someone and what they have physically ate? Feel like you're eating. You're standing here and you're talking to them and you're just kind of like backing up. Have you ever done that? Have you ever? I have. I've been there. And maybe some people have done that with me. They just won't say it, but they're backing up and they're backing up kind of a little bit, you know. Have you ever been around someone that after they're done talking, you say to yourself, man, they were so negative. Man, they were so bitter. They complained about everything and everybody. Have you ever been around that? Because if you haven't, listen, you haven't talked to the same people I've talked to then. Because I'm around it a lot and I hear it a lot. And all that seems to proceed out of their mouth is negativity. Listen, to complain about everything. And you just want to back up. You want to just almost just run away whenever this stuff happens. Because you know what is going to happen is, the longer you keep listening to it, Sean, is it going to keep bringing you down? Is it going to keep taking you down spiritually? And you are glad when the conversation's over because you saying to yourself, I don't need this anymore. That's nothing but the food of bondage. That's all that is. Listen, we're probably eating of that food of bondage is probably what they're partaking of. Listen, consuming the food of unbelief. Consuming the diet of doubt. When the children of Israel come out of bondage, they left the leeks, they left the onions, and they left the garlic behind. You know what's sad is? They wanted to go back to it. They wanted to go back to what God had delivered them from. They wanted to go back to bondage because they were afraid of that what they were getting fed right then wasn't what God wanted. God gave them everything that they needed. I'm telling you what, whenever I got saved, praise God, He brought me out of a lot. And there's been times in my life, I'll tell you this. There's been times in my life I have looked back and thought, man alive, you know what? Maybe it was a little better back then, but it's never has been. Never once has it been. Not once has it been. And I praise God this morning that He brought me out of bondage. He set my feet on a solid rock. And He will do the same for you this morning. And He will give you the growth. He will give you what is needed in your life. But you've got to change your diet sometimes. You got to change what you're listening to, what you're into. You got to do that. You're going to have to change. Eat something you haven't eaten before. Leave the food of bondage behind. I want to ask you a question. You know what? You cannot continue to eat the same things that you're eating and expect to grow spiritually. You cannot do that. No matter what you think about it, what was it, the definition of insanity? And I say this question, is to do the same thing over and over and expect a different result. It doesn't work that way. If you're here this morning and you need to grow and you want to grow in the Lord and in the Spirit of the Lord and you want to grow closer to Him, listen to me. Don't keep doing the same thing you're doing now. Change your diet. So let me ask you a very important question here this morning. What have you got to lose? Can I ask you that? What have you got to lose to change what God is dealing with you about? What have you got to lose? Maybe your life's in a shambles here this morning. Maybe you're just deep down inside, you're just not happy. And maybe people around you don't even know it. There, you know what? I have dealt and talked with people down through the years who were totally unhappy people, and no one around them knew it. They could put on a facade like you couldn't believe. They were totally unhappy in spirituality and in spiritual growth, and no one around them knew it. But I'll tell you this this morning, like I told them then. Listen, you need to change your spiritual diet. You need to change the way that things are going in your life deep down inside if you're not happy. No one else around you may know it. Things aren't right, and you know they're not right. You might be saying, this church thing isn't working. I have dealt with a lot of people like that, especially in this day and age. You'll hear that more and more and more. This church thing does not work for me. It's not what's working for me. It's not what I need. You might be here this morning, and you might be saying that here this morning. It's time to change your diet. I'm here to tell you. It's time for you to listen up and be very cautious to what I'm saying. Be very attentive to what I'm saying here this morning. Listen, you've got to change your diet. All the labors of man are for his mouth, yet the appetite is not filled. Can't get satisfied, right? I can show you how to get satisfied. The Bible tells us, but a lot of people don't take it up. It's over in Psalms 107:9. It says this, "For he satisfies the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." God can do that in your life here this morning. God can do that through his Son, Jesus Christ. He can satisfy that longing that is in your heart this morning, but you're going to have to change your diet. Amen. Amen. Just like with that doctor years ago, I didn't think I had to change a thing. Oh, how wrong I was. Yes, I did need to change some things. Listen, I'm telling you this morning, you need to change some things if you're unhappy this morning. Change your diet. Change what you're feeding your soul here down through the week. You can't feed your soul. And listen to me. Listen, you can't feed your soul solely with worldly music and worldly television. You cannot solely feed yourself with that and expect to have a sweet spirit about you. Amen or oh my. You cannot do that. You can't feed your soul with worldly books and worldly newspapers and worldly news stuff and yet expect to have a sweet spirit about you. It does not happen that way. If you're going out here and trying to take a little bit of the world and mix it with a little bit of the Word, it's not going to work. It will not work. You can't consume only what the world is offering. You cannot consume that and expect to have that. You need to change your diet. You know what we're talking about right now is not working, right? Maybe it's not working in your life right now. I don't know your heart. I don't know your soul. But maybe something is not working right now. Let me tell you something. What have you got to lose? It's to try to give it all to Jesus Christ. Give it all to God. Change your diet. Consume what He... Listen, I've been around enough people down through church, down through the years. Those people that are in church all the time, those people that are praising God all the time, those people that are around God's Word all the time, they get it.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
They know. Do you think that they don't have other stuff to do? Do you think that they don't have other things that they would like to do? But they know that if they start down that path, they're going to be drug right back into to the world and back into bondage. They get it. Maybe you're not getting enough of the good food, just the junk stuff. Tink showed me a meme the other day, and I mentioned it here Wednesday night. And I want to tell you this, because this is true, and I think maybe Belinda or someone else has seen this. For the pastor to fulfill the Lord's command, that's any pastor, any teacher, anybody, to fulfill the Lord's command to feed the flock, I want you to get this because you need this. The sheep must show up at feeding time. Amen? I can't feed you if you don't show up for feeding time. Greg and them can't teach to you if you do not show up at feeding time. Amen? It has to be. We're just, you listen, I know that sometimes we just want to come to church and we want Little Debbies and Snickers. Am I right? That's what the message is. That's what they want. We want to come to church sometimes and we want Little Debbies and we want Snickers. We want to be patted on the back and we want to be told how great we are and uplifted and all this kind of stuff. And that is awesome. Don't get me wrong. That is an awesome meal. Isn't it? That is an awesome meal. It really is. But brothers, let me tell you something. Over in Hebrews 5, 11 through 15, it tells us this. And I got the NIV version because I believe it explains it. It explains it out pretty good. It says this: we have much to say about this, but it's hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. And this is Paul talking to the church of the Hebrews. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, still being an infant, is not adequate with the teachings about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use, and this is important, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish from good and evil. If you're not eating of the good stuff, you're not able to distinguish what is right and what's wrong out here in this world. You're going on what you believe or what you hear from this pulpit. Alita, preachers can lead you astray. Amen? That's exactly right. You've got to get into the Word yourself. You've got to get in there yourself. But there are times when preachers, they don't always preach the fluff. They come in, they preach stuff that maybe is hard, but it's all needed. It needed because people need to have a balanced diet, especially when it comes to church. People who even went to church for years and years and years can use a diet change. Amen? They can use it. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, it says this: all Scripture. You've heard these Scriptures all the time. It says all Scripture, not limited to just a few of them. It says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for what? It is profitable for doctrines. It is profitable for reproof. It is profitable for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, and I may add the woman of God, may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We don't want to hear about the reproof sometimes, do we? We don't want to hear about that the correction sometimes is needed in our lives. But that's what the Word of God does if we're on the right diet. It will give us the right diet. Let's consume what the Bible has for us. Every last word of it. Not just the verses we like. I did a sermon here one night where I took an old book and I pretended it was a Bible. And I said, well, I didn't like this verse. And I just ripped it out. Remember? I didn't like this. And if you didn't like this verse and you just throw that stuff out, then you got a Bible you can live with, but maybe it's not a Bible you can go to heaven with. Amen? Amen. Because we need it all. How about the parts where it talks about sanctification? How about the parts in the Bible where it talks about separation? How about the parts in the Bible where it talks about consecration and dedication, offering and tithing and giving? And I can go on and on. These things are all in the Word of God. Every one of those things are in there. And every brothers and sisters, we need it all. We need to understand it all. You want to grow? If you don't want to grow, I say almighty you this morning. You got a problem if you do not want to grow spiritually. I'm just going to be this as blunt as I can be. If you do not want to grow spiritually, there is a problem with your walk. Listen, how about, all of this, they're all in the Bible. Everything I mentioned is in there. And I'm telling you, you will not grow if you don't eat on all parts of it. If you don't eat from every bit of the table God has spread out for us. Praise God this morning. If you got a problem with the meal, again, I'm telling you, talk to the cook. Talk to the cook. I'm telling you, it ain't good. All scripture is given by inspiration. The Bible talks about heaven. But also, that same table where the Bible talks about heaven, it talks about hell as well. As a matter of fact, it tells me, I've never went out and checked it, but they say the Bible talks about hell more than it does heaven. I've never went and verified that, so you take that for what it's worth. But the Bible talks about love and mercy and forgiveness, but the Bible also talks about judgment that's going to come one of these days. Some like to hear all the fluff about that stuff in the church. They love to hear that stuff. And I do too. Don't get me wrong. If I come to church every Sunday and all that the preacher preached was just beating me across the head with something, yes, it would get old. Yes, it would. But praise God, we've got to do all of it. It has to all be laid across and given to everyone. And we all must be willing to take it in and see if it applies to our life. I want to hear a pick-me-up sermon. I want to hear a feel-good sermon like anybody else. I want to hear how good I am and how much God has blessed me. Yes, I want to hear some of that stuff once in a while. And that's a good amen sermon, amen? But if that's all you're getting, it won't be long before you'll get spiritual anemia. That's all that it will be. You'll get that eventually. That's all that you're going to be getting. If someone doesn't feed you all the Bible, tell you, listen to me, they're going to tell you that you're going to have your heart broken. If the preacher's doing right and the teacher's doing right, they're going to tell you there's going to be times in your life you're going to have your heart broken. You're going to go through trials. You're going to have setbacks. You're going to go through the fire from time to time. People who you have a lot of confidence in are going to let you down. This preacher is going to tell you up here this morning, there are going to be people that you have a lot of confidence in the churches are going to let you down sometimes. Amen? They're going to do it. If you don't get any other scripture, I want you to write this scripture down here this morning or put it in yellow in your Bible. It's 2 Timothy 3:12. And this is it. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall do what? Shall suffer persecution. Everyone that lives godly in Jesus Christ, at some time in your life, you're going to have trials, you're going to have heartaches, you're going to have setbacks, and if I didn't stand up here as a preacher and tell you that, I am doing wrong. It's not all fluff. And if you don't eat the whole book, when these things come, you're going to get disillusioned. There's been some people in this church that suffered some pretty bad things in their life. But they're still here. And they're still hanging in there. Because they knew that it isn't just all fluff. You'd be like Job. One day, he lost everything. Job lost everything. He lost his prosperity. He lost his family. He lost his health. Satan went to God. And I'm just going to paraphrase this. He went to God and said, you know what, God? You're letting him eat just one meal. He's got it good. He's got everything good. You're letting him eat just one meal. What would happen if you just took everything down and just let me attack him? And you know the story. And he told God, he said, he'll curse you. You know what? He told old God, he said, God, he said, you're just letting him have Happy Meals. He said, you're just letting Job have Happy Meals. God said, go ahead. You can do anything to him, but don't take his life. And you know what happened. He took his family, he took his health, he took his stuff, all that happened to him. And you know what? And we know the story. Satan destroyed everything. And then at the end of it, he sat back, and I can just imagine hell looking on. He said, you just wait here. You know, old Job's going to curse God because he's going to do it. He's going to curse him. He's going to do all that. And then old Job 121 come along, and he said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked I shall return thither. The Lord give, and the Lord taketh away. He didn't curse God, did he? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Because we serve a God. That's the whole thing of God, is to understand there's going to be times. Listen to me. Yeah, you're going to. There's people that get diagnosed with cancer. There are good Christian people that do it. And they have to go through chemotherapy, and maybe some of them even get their lives ended because of it. But you know what? I've seen them sit in church. I've seen them praise all the way to the grave. Amen. I've seen them do it because they knew that it's not about them. It's about serving the one that give everything for us. Amen. It's time we changed our diets to understand what this is about. When trials and tribulations come, we'll be able to tell people, tell your neighbors, tell your family, tell your co-workers. It's not about the car that God gave me. It's not about the house that God gave me. It's not about the family that God gave me. Praise the Lord, it's about the blood that was shed on the cross. Amen. That's what it's about. That's the diet that we need to consume. Listen, in Philippians 4:12, I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, Paul said. Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, Paul went through it all. He told them, he said, listen, I know what it's like to have everything, and I know what it's like not to have a thing. Can we say that here this morning? Or are you going to be the type of, when you get trials hit, you're going to get mad at the preacher? You're going to get mad at the church. You're going to get mad at God. You're going to get, and you and I need to understand this. This is why there's some do that, because you know what? Our life is not ours. Amen? Amen. When we're Christians, our life is not ours. Your house is not your life. The car is not your life. Your friends are not your life. And your family is not your life. You're looking at me and you say, well preacher, that's hard. Okay, turn to Matthew 10:37. It says this, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Doesn't say you don't love them, but you're not to love them more than him. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is what? Is not worthy of me. We need to change our diet sometimes, because we don't look at it that way. Praise God, I'm here to tell you this morning, God is here to give us all of his word, to give it all to folks. Can I tell you the real test of Christianity is when we trust God, no answer comes. That's the real test of Christianity, is whenever we trust God with everything we got and no answers come. Like I said, you may get diagnosed with cancer next week and you're saying, Lord, why? But silence. You're saying, I don't understand. I don't know what in the world's going on. Job was afflicted from head to toe. And you know what he said in Job 19:25-26? For I know my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter days upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God one day. Amen. For me to live, for me to die is gain. Amen. Amen. What are you eating? What kind of diet are you consumed with here this morning? Are you saying, well, God, I just want you to bless and bless and bless? We're all happy, aren't we, Sean, whenever our family's doing good and our jobs are doing good and everything's doing good. But let me ask you something. What happens if it goes the other way? Can we still say, Lord, thank you? Thank you? Are we on a good enough diet to where if that happens, we say, Lord, I'm on a well-balanced diet, and I know for a fact that God, you will be with me through the bad times and the good times. Amen. We're all good when it says, let the good times roll. We're all good with that one, aren't we? I want to see what you do when all hell is attacking you. When it's all is not well with your soul. When all is not well with your family. When all is not well with your job or with your health. I want to see how you do that. That is when we find out what you've been eating. That's when we'll find out what you've been eating. Because sooner or later, I'm here to tell you, there's going to be some stuff served up to every one of us that's not going to be to our liking. It's going to be. I'm not saying if or when, it's going to happen. My hope and prayer for everyone here this morning is this, that you're just not coming here for, again, little Debbie's and Snickers. I hope you're not here for Reese Cups. I hope you're not here for all that kind of stuff. Because sometimes we need to eat the broccoli. We need to eat the asparagus. And we need to liver and onions once in a while. Stuff that we don't care much for. Galatians 4:16. I am therefore become your enemy because I what? I tell you the truth. That's what Paul told him. Man, I tell you what, they were wanting to go back into bondage. And can I tell you something else too? I wrote down this little note here. I wrote this, communal effect. I can't hardly say that word, but I was trying to practice it. But anyway, it's the effect of something time after time after time. Okay, they tell you the stress time after time. If you do not get stress relieved, it can cause all kinds of stuff, heart attacks, heart disease, all manner of things. If you don't change your diet to a well-balanced diet, it says the cumulative effect of it can cause different things in your diet down through the years. And I've come to find that out. But can I also tell you something else? If you do not change your spiritual diet, years and years and years of this, it will have an effect on you. Amen. It will have an effect on you. You'll wonder why. You'll wonder what's going on. Why ain't I growing? Why ain't I doing this? Why isn't God talking to me the way that He should? It's the effect of year after year after year, not believing, not listening to God's word, not doing what God wants. That's what happens. That's what happens. I'm here to tell you this morning, praise God. I hope you understand this morning. They wanted to go back into bondage. I don't want to see you in bondage no more. Amen. This preacher here does not want to see you in bondage no more. Get you out of it. Get you on a well-balanced diet of the Word. Amen. And grow. And grow. And grow. I don't want to have to sit here and explain to you the little things of the Bible, the simple things of the Bible, when you should be understanding the very spiritual things of the Bible. Year after year, we don't need that. No. What we need to do is grow and understand. And as we grow and understand, we get stronger. We get stronger in God. We get stronger in His Word. They remembered the onions, the leeks, and the garlic. And the melon, they remembered all that. That's what they wanted to go back to. And God had given them manna. He was taking care of them. Sometimes we cannot see. We cannot see past the nose on our faces sometimes what God wants to do for us. Amen. Can I ask you here this morning, is it time for you to change your diet? Is it time for you to change your diet? I'm going to have them come up. We're going to get a song here as they come up this way this morning. I've talked to a lot of people that have spiritual heart disease. Yes, they do. Jesus said in 21:12, Jesus said to His disciples, and it's still here today, He said, come and dine. Sarah sings that song every once in a while, you know, come to the table. I'm telling you, come to the table this morning. Come up here to the table this morning, and if need be, change your diet. Amen? Don't eat just one thing. Just eating meat all the time, meat only, is not good for you. We all know that. It's got to be well-balanced. It's got to be well-balanced. And I'm here this morning to tell you, we need a well-balanced spiritual diet. We need a well-balanced balance of the Word of God. to help us grow.